Wednesday night, Bar Halacha.
So in preparing tonight's Bar Halacha, which is on Chayshe Mishpat, I'm going to make a very dramatic announcement based on tonight's Bar Halacha. I'm very happy the president of the shul is here to hear this announcement. It's very important. The din is, if you have a shomer chinam, shomer socha, socher and shoel. So the din is, let's talk about a shoel, that's where the Torah says it. If I lend you something, so you're responsible for it. Certainly pshia, so even if an accident happens, if it gets stolen, even if an ones happens, you have to pay me back, because you borrowed it from me. That's the din of a shoel. There's a special ptur by a shoel, and really by all shomrim, of called bailavimo. It's in Chayshim Mishpat, it's in the Gemara, we paskin that way. If at the time you borrow something from me, I'm working for you, the Gemara says, you know, it's a good trick. You borrow somebody's car from him, and as you're taking the keys and you start driving it, you go, you know, I'm very thirsty, maybe you get me a glass of water? And he gives you a glass of water, he's working for you at the time of the Sheila. It's called bailavimo, so you're potter. It's one of the rare instances where something in Chayshim Mishpat has no apparent logic to it. They look for logic, you look in Sfarim, they try to figure out the logic. Momonos is very, very logical. Here's an unusual case where something seems to be Exeris HaKosuv. We won't talk about that. We'll just talk about the Etzem Din of Bailavimo, that's what it's called. So if I lend you something, you're even potter from Pshia, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, Itmar Pshia Babailim, it's Machlokes in Hashoel, in Bab Metzia. We paskin even for Pshia, you're potter, right? Bailavimo is potter even for Pshia. Now, the Din of Shulchan Aruch is, now, let's say I lend anybody in this shul something. Now, I'm on call 24 hours. So the din is that you will never be mechuyev to pay me if something happens to the object. If you rent something from me, or if you're a shayma chinam of mine, or a shayma socher of mine, or a soicher of mine, or a shayel of mine, I can lend you a car, I can lend you my pen, I can lend you my MP3 player, and you could even, if you mazik it be a dayan, that's a different story. But if you're pesheya, or even if an accident happens, so the din is a rov, who answers Shilas, so he's always on call, so he's always working for the congregation. I know my salary does not reflect that fact, but I'm always working, I'm on call. So then I said to myself, when I came across this halacha, I said, this is ridiculous. Why should I be so penalized? Rav Kornfeld's very smart. He says, I'm only answering phone calls from 7:30 to 8 in the evening, so he's only has to worry about not to lend anybody anything from 7:30 to 8 in the evening. But I'm on call 24 hours. So I want to now declare in front of the president of the shul that this has got to stop. Because I can lend you my most valuable possession. I don't know, I have a bottle of Dine Mountain Dew at home. I can lend you my most valuable possession. And you could even be posheya. And the din is, the Rav who answers Shilas, I'm always on call, I'm always working for you, so you never have to pay me back. So therefore, that's the tonight's Dvar Halacha. So I want to say now that I'm only working, the president's here, so it's very good, works out good. I'm not on call anymore. I'm working for you only when I'm working for you. When I'm answering your Shilas, I'm working for you. So in other words, you call me up, and I don't have to answer your call. But if I do, then I'm working for you when I answer your Shaila. But when I have free time, meaning I'm not answering your Shaila, so I'm not working for you. And this way we can get back. So only when I'm talking to you, I'm working for you. That's what I'm speaking out. I'm going to have a pay cut now.
And if we borrow something while we're talking to the
road. Oh, so then, but that's not so motsui that you'll borrow something from me while you're talking to me. You can't make it. That's Maslamash Kosovo Torah. Yeah, you could say that I'm not, I don't want it to, I'll be like Rav Kornfeld, you know, I'm 7:30 tape, call me up. That's all, I'm not working for you otherwise. If you say that I want to be potter, you could say, I'm, you know, you could say, I don't want to, I'm not working for you. Even though we signed a contract, and the shul pays me for 24 hours they work, but I'm not working for you. Anyway, that's nice for halacha, that if you are lucky enough to borrow something from me, it's like davka borrowing. If I give you a pikadon, I say, I'm running outside to catch a bus, watch my MP3 player, and you slip, it slips out of your hand, it drops on the floor and smashes, you don't have to pay me. What?